40 years ago tonight, the CBS radio network aired the last drama programs from what many consider radio's golden age. Commentator Art Chimes notes the passing of that special era in broadcasting history.
For a couple of decades in the middle of the 20th century, Americans got their drama, their comedy, their music, news, and information from a piece of furniture in the living room called a radio.
From Hollywood, California, the Lux Radio Theater presents Jack Benny and Mary Livingston.
We offer you Escape.
Stand by for Nick Carter, Master Detective.
Right out of the pages of Archie Comics magazine, Archie Andrews.
I will still there,
the Lone Ranger.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Radio prospered in the 30s and 40s, but when a radio failure named Milton Berle became the first must-see TV star, the golden age of radio was doomed. As radio lost audience to television, shows that had been on for decades winked out, one by one. Somehow the era limped along until 40 years ago tonight, September 30th, 1962, when CBS pulled the plug on its last two dramas. At 6:10 p.m., airing its last episode of
America's Fabulous Freelance Insurance Investigator, yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
And then 25 minutes later, the story of a haunted Scottish castle on
Suspense.
Radio's long-running, outstanding theater of thrills ended less than a half hour later. There was no mention of it in the show itself, but just like that, radio's golden age was over. Today, whether your favorite format is news or talk or sports or music, chances are you mainly listen to the radio while you're doing something else. Once, though, families gathered around the radio, they really did, and they really listened, the way we hardly know how to do anymore. Orson Welles' famous War of the Worlds broadcast was one of the first old-time radio shows I ever heard, many years later as a teenager growing up in the 60s. H.G. Wells also wrote a story about a time machine. And maybe the tens of thousands of surviving old shows are a wonderful time machine, a window on an era at once so recent and so long ago that seemed so wholesome, even naive. Troubles were less troubling. Crooks were less evil, and cases were wrapped up before the closing commercial. A world so different from our world today that it's a comfort and a joy to go back for a visit, a half hour at a time, while in the car or out for a walk. And there's much to admire in these old entertainments, the sheer professionalism of the actors, who often without rehearsal and using only their voice, brought their characters to life. The writers who turned out so much surprisingly good material, and the sound effects artist who brought us to Dodge City in Gunsmoke, or convinced you that a man was actually being turned inside out on Arch Obler's Lights Out. You know, the thing about the golden age of radio was the pictures were just so good.
This is Buddy Twist saying goodnight from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Art Chimes is an internet editor. He lives in Arlington, Virginia.